Just came from one over in the little air-conditioned room over there with Brian Bowers, the virtuoso auto harp player, and I wanted my little boy to hear him because I heard Brian, I guess about 22 years ago in Winfield, Kansas. That was my first introduction to folk music, and so I'm tickled to see him here after 22 years. Still going strong and having the next generation. There's a lot of kids here this year, and I think that's really good that they have a chance to take with them a little bit of what folk music is all about. But as I was talking to John Kay, besides from the intensive workshop that they've added, if you're in the mood to dance and you maybe have a chance to cool off a little bit, and head out. They've got an extra dance floor this year that's featuring a lot of different ethnic groups. And just to even give you a flavor of some of that, I guess tonight on the amphitheater stage at 7, from 7 to 8, there's going to be, if you look at the schedule, you'll see a wide variety of dance that will be on the main stage tonight. And that is the theme. I've seen a lot of people wearing the new shirt that's out that concentrates on that theme of dance, and you'll see all the different flavors that exist right here in Florida. And, of course, if you want to do the traditional contra, you got that. Over on the dance stage as you first walk in by the tower. So I'm looking forward to doing a little bit of that. We're just about ready to go. These sound people really have to work hard in this heat to accommodate one large group to go to something a little bit different. They do a really good job. All right, so we're going to move to the St. Petersburg area of the state and hear a little bit of blues now. Let's make welcome Dr. Blues and Liz Pennick.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you
very much. It's great to be back here at the Florida Folk Festival. Hope it warms up a little bit, but...
Well, it's great to be on the old marble stage. Good to see you all here, and at least it's not raining. That's a good thing. Can you hear me? Can I hear your guitar? Okay, just got to get used to this piano a little bit. That's the trouble with being a piano player. They're different everywhere you go. But it feels pretty good. We're going to start with one of my songs from our latest CD. Our latest CD is called Live from St. Pete, and that's because we recorded it in St. Pete
live. People have been asking us, where did you record it?
Oh, well.
And this is called Lizard in the Kitchen. How many of you had lizards in your house and you can't get them out? And they don't hurt anything. They eat little bugs, but they scare the heck out of you. You know, they slip out of the cupboard. It's kind of about our home in St. Pete. Kitchen, he's climbing up a wall, pauses due to push-ups, and he doesn't even fall. There's a lizard in the kitchen of our Florida home. That's why we've been itching to get back to our Florida home. The backyard, its fruit is very sweet, but the kumquats are too sour for the squirrels to eat. There's an orange tree in the backyard of our Florida home. We're living in a postcard at our Florida home. Shells in the bathroom, pelicans in the hall, flamingos in the bedroom, starfish on the wall, seashells in the bathroom of our Florida home. That's why we'll be back soon to our Florida home. Shirts, bikinis, even a moo-moo, sandals in the closet of our Florida home, makes it worth a deposit we put down on our Florida home. Hibiscus by the front door, next to Purple Queen, jacaranda blooms, lilac flowers in the spring. Hibiscus by the front door of our Florida home. Nothing else to want for at our Florida home. There's a lizard in the kitchen, he's climbing up a wall, pauses to do push-ups, and he doesn't even fall. There's a lizard in the kitchen of our Florida home. That's why we've been itching to get back to our Florida home. Take it home, Doc.
Liz Fenock. I just have to mention, today's Liz's birthday. It's what a place to spend her birthday. I think it's right along the banks of the Suwannee River, which actually is our next number. Song written by Stephen Foster, 1840-something.
This song means a lot to me. I was playing this song like when I was 7 years old. I had a Stephen Foster songbook. How many piano players do we have here? Gee, only a couple. Wow. But I had a Stephen Foster songbook, and the song means a lot to me. And it's great to finally see the Suwannee River after thinking about it all those years. And I love the museum where you get to see the pianos, the square grands, and
Liz Pennock on the
keys.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you. Song from Stephen Collins Foster.
Doc was going to bring his dobro, but we realized that the stage has run a little late, so didn't quite have time for it. Do we have anybody else here from St. Petersburg?
Oh, a bunch of people.
Bunch of you.
Yeah, great.
All right, good to see you.
We're from down St. Pete Way, and some of you may know Rock Bottom, the late, great Rock Bottom, harmonica player from St. Pete. He died a few years ago, good friend of ours.
He played up here at the Folk Festival a couple of times.
He worked a lot with Diamond Teeth Mary also. And, well, Rock loved St. Pete loved Rock, and he wrote a song called The St. Pete Boogie. So, and this is also on our newest CD. Which we have our CDs with us today. They're also at the Florida Friends of Florida Folk tent. We're gonna do the St. Pete Boogie. Have some fun, you all. We're gonna do the St. Pete Boogie. Have some fun, you all. Down on Central Avenue. Gonna drink some alcohol. When you do the St. Pete Boogie, really gonna have a ball. When you do the St. Pete Boogie, you're really gonna have a ball. Down on the south side of town, yeah, in some hole in a wall. Got to do the St. Pete Boogie. Gonna jump until I fall. Gonna do the St. Pete Boogie. Gonna jump until I fall. Bar hopping and high topping, yeah. Baby, can't you hear me call? Let me hear you call this. Going down to Rozier Park,
Don't get caught there after dark. Going down to Rozier Park. Don't get caught there after dark. Take a tip from the old sun. Not even if you've got a gun. Got to do the St. Pete boogie. Let my boogie leg shake. Got to do the St. Pete boogie. Let my boogie leg shake. Just a rockin' little party, yeah. In my job in 88. St. Pete boogie. Don't be contemplating crime. When you do the St. Pete boogie, don't be contemplating crime. Or you'll wind up in the can, man, and you'll end up doing time. Just keep doing the St. Pete boogie. Cruising all around downtown. Just keep doing the St. Pete boogie. Cruising all around downtown. You know the cops are mighty hard cats. They don't be inclined to clown. I'm gonna do the St. Pete boogie. Let my boogie leg shake. I'll go down on Central Avenue. I may drink some alcohol, I don't know. I'm gonna do the St. Pete boogie.
Thank you. Song from the late, great Rock Bottom. Thank you very much. Liz Hanock on the harmonica.
Thank you so much. I was going to tell you to get out here and boogie woogie, but you look like you're warm enough. Huh? But if you got the energy, I notice we're playing the songs just a tad slower than usual this weekend.
Yeah, especially that Suwannee River. We did that a little slow.
Well, we just got time for one more song. Thank you all so much for hanging in. We know it's about the hottest part of the day. We're going to finish with an instrumental we wrote together. It's also on our new CD. We got a few CDs with us. We'll have them over here in a bit. And the Friends of Florida Folk have them in their booth, although we'll be going back home tonight taking them with us. So this one, in keeping with the Florida theme, is called Oleander Meander.
thank you. Thank Oleander
you so
Meander.
Much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
God bless. Hope to see you around the state. We play everywhere. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Can we get one more from you? That'd be great if you can do one more. We'd love to hear one more.
Well, we can do one more. Thank you.
I guess that means the next band's not ready. Well, Pete Gallagher, I see, is coming on next, and he actually emceed our live CD, so you get to hear a little bit of him talking at the beginning of our CD. And he asked if I would do one, and I don't know if he can help us out or not. We're going to do the Stingray Shuffle.
Has anybody had a bad experience with the Stingray? Oh, yeah. You live close to the beach, right?
One of the sound guys.
Here? It's like a trip to the hospital waiting to happen, isn't it? Yeah. It's hard to get that damage payment, you know. Liz is going to play two instruments at once on this and sing. I want to see this.
And Pete Gallagher, if you get time, you can come over and demonstrate this. The Stingray Shuffle, we're going to do it for you. He does it the best in the state. Clear my schedule. Today I woke up smiling, 'cause I'm going to Sunset Beach, out on Treasure Island, two quarters in the toll booth, 12 in the parking meter, for a day in paradise. There's nothing cheaper when my toes hit the water. Saw a creature drown away. He had the long barbed tail of a dreaded stingray. I did the stingray shuffle. Did the stingray shuffle. Did the stingray shuffle. Shuffle those rays away. Spread out the beach towel, apply the suntan lotion, rhythm of the surf drowns out all my commotion. But the sun's too hot to lie here very long. Gotta cool off, so I go shuffling along, doing the stingray shuffle. Do the stingray shuffle. Do the stingray shuffle. Shuffle those rays away.
Shufflers that shuffle their way right across.
Say they won't sting you if you walk a certain way. Why must they be here to ruin my whole day? I feel so funny, walking like a clown. Hope no one sees me shuffling around doing the stingray shuffle. Do the stingray shuffle. Do the stingray shuffle. Shuffle those rays away. Do the stingray shuffle. Do the stingray shuffle. Do the stingray shuffle. Shuffle those rays away.
Thank you, the Stingray Shuffle.
Pete Gallagher and Apprentice doing the Stingray Shuffle. Thank you.